You're listening to the 237th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we're going to study together a very famous pasuk, which we mentioned last week, because we did the pasuk before last time. Bitku b'Hashem adayad, ki b'ko Hashem tzur lamim. Trust in Hashem forever and ever. Because Hashem is the one who fashioned the worlds. Or alternatively, ki b'ko Hashem tzur lamim. With the name Yud-Heh, Hashem fashioned the worlds. He brings from the Zohar, it says like this, Rabbi Abba Pasach. Rabbi Abba, in explaining this concept, he opened and said, Bitchu b'Hashem adayad, ki b'ko Hashem tzur lamim, Bitchu b'Hashem, kol b'nei alma, boyon listakfa be b'kud shabrichu. Every person, anyone who's in this world, needs to strengthen themselves in Hashem. So, Bitchu b'Hashem adayad means strengthen yourself in Hashem. What does that mean? I think it just means simply how you strengthen yourself. There's lots of ways. Well, I can carry a gun. I can work out. I can make money. I can strengthen myself in many ways. But the way that you're supposed to do it is in Hashem. Strengthen yourself in Hashem, in a relationship with Hashem. The human being should place his trust in Hashem. Place our trust in Hashem, not in anything else. Very simple, straightforward. This is what Bitachon looks like. Zohar continues, every single day, a person needs to re-strengthen his belief in Hashem. A person who places his trust, his faith in Hashem, as he should, no human being can have an effect on him. You're invincible. This is what King David says, my God, I trusted in you. I will not be embarrassed. My enemies will not make fun of me. They won't be able to be successful against me. The command is shavi tokfe b'shmo de kadisha iskai ma'alma. Whoever puts his strength into Hashem's holy name, they have existence in this world. Right? If you think about it. Ki b'ko Hashem tzur lamim. With the name of Hashem, Hashem fashioned the world. So if you are resonating, connected to Hashem's name, how do you do that? What is Hashem's name? Hashem's name is the way that we describe Him, the way that we talk about how He interacts with us. So if a person attaches themselves to the outer aspect of Hashem, the way that Hashem interacts with us, the way that Hashem manifests in His relationship with us, if I'm constantly recognizing it's Hashem who's doing it, I'm trying to access Hashem, I'm trying to have a relationship with Hashem, so then I'm connected to existence. My time, began the Alma Vishmei Kadisha Eskayim. The world exists with Hashem's name. I know the Sivki because Hashem Tzur Lamim, Tzayir Olamim. What does it mean that Hashem is the rock of the worlds? Or He's the one that fashions the worlds? Hashem draws the world, right? In a certain way, the world, this beautiful world that you look around and you see unbelievable sights, the trees and the grass, and the hills and the mountains and the clouds and the sky, this is all painted, as it were, by Hashem. Ein tzayar kelekenu. There's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem painted it all. He created this entire, call it virtual reality that we live in, or reality that we live in. And He continues to give it existence. So if I am connected to Him, I'm connected to existence. I have existence. Brings the Gemara Menachos, that's the Zohar. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, may Rabbi Ami. There was a question that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya had asked of Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, I believe, was, I'm not sure if it was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi himself or his grandson, who carried the same name. He asked, what does it mean in the Pasuk when it says, trust in Hashem forever? Because with the name Hashem, God fashion the world, or he's the rock of the world. Slightly different understanding or a different angle of it. If you trust in Hashem, you have protection in this world and in the world to come. How do we get to the, okay, Tzur Olamim, I guess, is worlds. Let's see. Amar Leah, no, Hachi Kakashali. Ma'ishna Dechsev Beka, Lechsev Ka. Why does it say Beka? In Ka. Why doesn't it say Ki Ka Hashem Tzur Olamim? A lot of times we find that the Pasuk will use different names of Hashem, and it will refer to Hashem as Hashem Elokim. So maybe over here it's Ka Hashem, Tzur Olamim, the aspect of Hashem which is Ka, and the aspect of Hashem which is Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, those are the ones that manifested the world. So why is it a Bika Hashem, in Ka Hashem, fashion the world? So he explains, it's a reference when it says Bika. It's a reference to two different worlds that Hashem created with two different letters. It's referencing the Kashem Tzur Olam, God created the worlds. What worlds? I mean, it means other planets with who knows what, other beings on it. No, that's not what it means. It means there's this world and there's the next world. There's the current world which we exist in, which is in an incomplete state, which is in a broken state, where the world is not in a place of shalom. We don't have peace inside of our minds, in our relationships, in the world. There are wars, right? There's a broken world, a world of separation. A person perceives themselves as separate from those around them, separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's an Olam Haba, a world to come, which is promised, where everything will be rectified, where we'll no longer feel separate from those around us. We'll no longer feel disconnected from Hashem. So each of these letters created each of these worlds, or Hashem, or each of the letters represents one of the worlds. Now, which letter represents which world? Is the Yud, right? The Yud often represents the spiritual realm, and the Hey represents, the Hey is five. It represents the hand that receives. That's usually, if there's a receiver, so there's a giver, and there's separation. So which one is which? Maybe the Yud is the world to come, and the Hey is this world. Or maybe the other way around. Pasuk says, these are the results of Hashem's creation of heaven and earth when they were created. Behibarum. Al tekrei behibarum, ela behibarum. Why does it say behibarum? Why does it say bivrayosam? Hashem created them. It says behibarum when they were created. The Hey of behibarum can be understood to mean that Hashem created this world with a Hey, the letter Hey. Mivneima nivra ilam azeh behei mivne shadem alach sadish kol retz lotz yis yetsay metem etol yekara yahad b'shuv ma'ayli lei. Rav Menachem says that this world is created with a Hey, which means to say, if you look at the letter Hey, so there's the top of the letter, and then there's the, it looks like a dalet, and then there's a little line on the bottom, and there's a hole. And you could fall out of the hole. You could fall out of this world. The person gets too involved in the separation that's been created in this world, so they can get further and further away from Hashem, further and further away from others. They can fall out. They can fall out of this world. But on the side, there's a little hole. There's a foot, there's a leg, such that there's space to climb back in. So, bottom line, what are we trying to say here? There's two worlds. There's this world, there's the next world, there's a world of separation, there's a world of completion, a world of disconnect, a world of connection. And we're trying to get up. We're trying to get up higher. So, you can trust in Hashem. Trust in Hashem who created these worlds. Let's see a little further. Rashi says like this in explaining that Gemara. Dainu hachim ha'ashma al-shabotchu b'Hashem ade'ad ha'avalu b'ka Hashem machseh tzur ma'oiz lo'ilamim. If you trust in Hashem, because you trust in Hashem, so then Hashem, who created the world, becomes the one who protects you, becomes the one who takes care of you, becomes the one, I would say, who makes sure that you don't fall out the bottom, or if you do, you climb back up. There's two worlds, which means to say, there's two ways of being in the world. There's two stages. And it can get destroyed by the stage of separation. Trust in Hashem. You want to know how to get from the stage of separation. Make sure you end up in the world to come, in the world of connection. Keep trusting in Hashem. Which means to say, you might be in darkness, you might be in separation, but keep trusting in Hashem. Keep connecting. Interesting, he brings here from the Marsha, on the bottom of the note. Chidush Agadas Perish Amarsha's Vizalashan, yeah, Perish Apostle, Pimasha Kosim Perik Oisim Pasin. He brings the Gemara in the Yeruvin. Taila Oilm Shishlamish Pishtei Oisistan Yud, and hey, it would be enough for the world to use the letters Yud and Hey. Right, so this really, the current world where we exist has this Yud and its Hey, which has a certain aspect of, as we said, disconnect, connect. V'alalam haba, yeshem Hashem mali, kidamrin kiyad al keska. Right? When we talk about a yud and a hey, we're still missing the other two letters of Hashem's name, the vav and the hey. Which means to say there's a disconnect, like we've been saying, between the two parts of Hashem's name, which means there's a disconnect in the way Hashem manifests, right? We don't see Him. You have to discern. It's possible to see Hashem. It's possible to recognize that He's there. That's what we're doing with Bitachon, right? We're looking for Him. But in the Pashup Shat, if we look at things superficially, it's easy to miss it. It's easy to miss that Hashem is in our lives, that He's taking care of us, that He's here. That's the disconnect between the Yud, Hey, and the Vav, and the Hey. In the future time, so Hashem's name is going to be full, which means to say there's going to be full manifestation of Hashem in the world. A person who trusts in Hashem is guaranteed that he's going to have two names. They're going to be able to recognize and experience Hashem with just the Yud-K, which is what we see in this world. The Shem Shel Hashem, Shishtam Shavayim Haba, Suru Machseh, B'Shtei Olamos. There's also the name of Hashem, which is going to be used in the world to come, which is the full name. Right? We don't pronounce the name Yud-K, Vav-K, we don't even say the letters, right? Like I'm saying it. Right? We don't pronounce it because it represents the fact that Hashem is manifest and is present, right? The root of the word Yud-K, Vav-K is presence, present, Hoveh, which means now, completely in this moment, bringing everything into existence. Mehaveh means bringing it into existence. So that's not something that's manifest yet. The fact that Hashem is protecting me, the fact that Hashem is watching over me, it could look like it's the Iron Dome that's doing it. It could look like it's my boss who's paying me my paycheck. But we'll see. If we continue, bitachon means I'm holding on. I'm holding on to the truth, even when it's not clear. Bitchu b'Hashem adayad, ki b'ko Hashem tzur elamim. Trust in Hashem forever. Keep holding on. Keep coming back. Keep reminding yourself. Keep being in this moment with Hashem, recognizing that He's the one animating us. And eventually you'll see it. Eventually it's going to become clear. We're going to get there. It brings you the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yichayv inyan habitachon she'edam levavoy. The concept of bitachon obligates us to know in our hearts. Ki hakol bidei shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven. U'biyado d'shanes hatvoyim u'lahalchiv ha'mazel. Hashem can change nature and change the mazel. I would say, if we talk about mazel, which means luck, maybe. Maybe it means the flow of the divine Shefa. Not clear exactly what it means. Not going to get into it so much, but I will say that Mazel means the way things run, the way things flow, the way things seem to go, Right? There are people you see, they have good mazel. Whatever they do, it just turns to gold. There are some people that are what we call a shlomazel. Whatever they do, doesn't work out. They just can't get it together. And it looks like on the outside, that's just how it is. That's how things flow and that's how things go. But he says, Hashem can change nature. Hashem can change the flow of things. I don't have to be stuck in the way things have always been for me. But it's always been this way. I mean, I'm 46 years old. It's always been a certain way. It doesn't have to remain that way. That's what bitachon means. Bitachon means, Ve'ein l'Hashem atzor l'ashia b'rava v'ma'at. Hashem can save me, change things in a moment. Small, a lot, it doesn't matter how much I have. Even if the difficult situation seems like it's about to happen, there's no way out. But Hashem's salvation is also just as close. Hashem can do anything. There's nothing that he can't do. Look, raise your eyes to the heavens. Look up. And look down to the earth below, which means to say, connect the heavens and the earth. Recognize that something that seems far away, the miracles, Hashem manifesting in your life, you can draw it down. You can bring it down. It's not so far away. Trust in Hashem in every difficult and dark time. You need to know that Hashem has all the power. He can save you from every difficult situation, and it can come in a moment, terrifying in the blink of an eye. You can trust in Hashem even if the sword is at a person's throat. And I like to think about it as I read it, that's like the best time. That's the best time when you feel like there's no hope. As long as you have hope, as long as you think that you can do it, as long as you feel like you can get out of it. So Hashem's like, okay, isn't that it? It's been my experience that to the extent that my ego is crushed. To the extent that my self is still there. Just doesn't work. The moment when it feels like there's nothing more that I can do. My hands are tied. My feet are tied. The conveyor belt is moving me closer and closer to death and destruction, heaven forbid. What else can I do but daven for a miracle? This concept of bitachon that we're talking about here, that you realize that everything is in Hashem's hands and that He can perform a miracle, is included in our pasuk. Trust in Hashem forever. He, Hashem, manifests or fashions this world and the world to come. Everything is in His hand. Therefore, trust in Him, because He can do anything. And he brings here, which is pretty long, and I'm not going to have time for it, but he brings the famous concept from Reb Chaim Volozhin. Kein zebir hagon Reb Chaim Volozhin benefesh Chaim. V'zeu shemevi shemashas al zeh uvdo dahu itzah dahavakom. V'hajal v'mishkal avr metutu kare Reb Chanina. It's a story about Rabbi Chanina. He was a powerful mystic. He had amazing spiritual powers. He was able to perform miracles all the time. There was a particular witch. There were witches, maybe there are still today, in places like India. And they were able to cause damage to a person. They would take earth from underneath the person's feet, and then they could affect that person through their black magic, through their voodoo. And he said to her, Amala shkuli lo mistaya milsech, inam abavadiksiv. You can try to take it, you can try to perform your magic on me, but it's not going to work. Because the pasuk says, Einam levadai. There's no one else besides for Hashem. Uparik va'amar. I don't know if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechonon, Lama nekva shmon kshafin shemachirim pamala shemala. The Gemara asks, why are they called kshafim? Kshafim means magic. Because they have the ability to defy the heavenly powers, meaning they can defy Hashem with magic. So, but he's saying, there's nothing else besides for Hashem. So, that means to say that you can't do magic. That's what he's trying to say, but that's the whole idea of magic. Really, the truth is that they don't have any power of their own. Hashem did give a certain power, but he's the one who gives it the power. But Hashem is the one who gives it the power. So therefore, if you can connect in, Rabbi Chanina knew, we'll end with this, Eino Mavade means that Hashem is always above anything that seems to have power. Even the things that he gave power to, he's above it. And if you go straight to the source, you can always get past whatever seems to have power or sway over you. Whatever seems to be causing the problem, you can always go straight to the source, the one who gave power to that problem, which is Hashem. So if I go back to him, I go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einam Levadoi. Powerful idea, Reb Chaim Volozhin. Focus on Einam Levadoi. There is nothing besides for Hashem. There is nothing besides for Hashem. That focus, that quiet, that honesty, that truth. It's not so apparent in this world, but if you connect to that truth, so you connect to the most incredible power that there is in the world, which is Hashem himself, who's above everything. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.